Earth and Sky.
Well, the most important message about the threat of asteroid and comet strikes on Earth is that it now looks from current science like these events are not rare and we're not confined to the primordial mists.
You're listening to Greg Easterbrook, a fellow with the Brookings Institution. He said that for over 20 years, he's followed research and talked with scientists about rocks in space striking the Earth. He speculated about one asteroid that he said hit the Indian Ocean about 5,000 years ago.
Had it hit the land, most life on Earth might have been wiped out, just as happened during the time of the dinosaurs. The strike in the ocean was hardly benign. It appears to have caused a global tidal wave more than a dozen times as high as the tsunami that struck Indonesia 4 years ago.
Easterbrook said NASA only spends about $4 million a year to track potentially hazardous asteroids.
It's nowhere near enough to do a systematic scan of the sky.
And if a killer asteroid were spotted?
Most likely what would be necessary to prevent an asteroid from hitting the Earth would be to change its course. Your initial attempt would not be to blow it to smithereens, although maybe that would be necessary. It would be much more economical to simply change the course of the object coming toward Earth.
That was Greg Easterbrook. I'm Jorge Salazar, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.